Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features and they're all free, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll get to an email or two, and first we'll go to the calls. So Mike is on the line in Wisconsin. You were on last hour, and we were talking, Mike, about how there in the Madison area, there are a significant amount of people that would describe themselves as liberals, and you were just about to get into talking about how to build rapport with people of differing political mindsets.
Yes. One of the big things that I've noticed is time is one of the largest factors. I moved here about 3 years ago and proved that I could live in a winter, so that's why I said, you know, screw Wisconsin. Let's just move to New Hampshire.
Yep, we've got winter here, too. In fact,
absolutely.
It's probably a little warmer.
And I can live through one, so now it's time to do it freely.
Did you look at the numbers, by the way? Is it warmer here in New Hampshire during the winter?
Gotta be.
It looks to be about the same.
Really?
We don't, but being that you're against the Atlantic, there looks to be like the ice storms, like the ice storm that you guys got. I was reading the news and that really concerned me. But, I mean, as long as I guess you got a couple days of food
year.
In your house, then who cares?
And it doesn't happen a lot necessarily.
Yeah.
Every place has its own special, you know, crappy weather thing.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I'm sure that you're, you know, more likely to get a tornado up
tornadoes. There. Absolutely. Tornadoes is the big thing here. That's the big freak thing. But one of the things that I've noticed here in Wisconsin is you need time and consistency. I've approached some of the most hardcore socialist liberals that believe in, you know, single payer health care and all this kind of stuff and more taxation and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as you talk to them consistently about the Constitution, because we're Americans for the most part, you know, and we look to these things, we're indoctrinated into looking to these founding documents with a sort of reverence.
I don't, personally.
I know.
It's a document I did not sign and I'm not obligated to.
I'm not holding you to that at all, Ian. But what I'm saying is that for the rest of most indoctrinated Americans, the Constitution is kind of sacrosanct. And so, over the course of a long period of time, granted in a bar it's hard to kind of accomplish this, you're just kind of talking to people or whatever, but over a long period of time, if you're consistent and you stick to the message of freedom and liberty in terms of the Constitution and this kind of stuff, I've had a lot of at least hardcore liberals go, wow, I've never thought about it like that before.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them think they can have it both ways.
Exactly.
I see where you're coming from, but I am somebody that used to be someone who had reverence for the Constitution. However, one of the things that I've encountered over time doing this show has been if you try to fall back on the Constitution, you'll just find that the people with differing viewpoints just have differing interpretations of what the Constitution says. The Constitution means different things to them, or they believe it's it should be a living document, or they'll pull out, and I think this is a totally legitimate thing for them to say, is that, what are you talking about, liberty? The Constitution defined slaves as three-fifths of a man. So there are plenty of non-freedom-related things in the Constitution. I hesitate to recommend that anybody use the Constitution for the backbone of their argument. I think it's a mistake, personally.
Well, here's the thing: is I start off with the Constitution first, and then I say, well, if you can handle the Constitution, then check out Free Talk Live.
Oh, there
you
go.
Because this really is one of, you know, that's why I really appreciate your and Mark's show, because it really comes down to the philosophy of liberty.
I still like the solution that I gave the other night, and certainly not the only one, it's just one of my favorites, is to agree with them, is to say, you know, if they want to help poor people get health care, agree. I think people who can't afford to pay for these things should be helped with being able to pay for them. But I think that it should be done on a voluntary basis and try showing the gun in the room instead. I personally, I believe showing the gun in the room is far more a persuasive technique than talking about how great the Constitution was, because the Constitution wasn't great for liberty. Obviously, it has either authorized the tyranny we have today or has been powerless to prevent it.
Well, absolutely. And I think that, but once you can wake people up to the fact that we've strayed so far from this piece of parchment that Thomas Jefferson wrote on, to the fact that now we have warrantless wiretaps being basically integrated into phone systems, then it becomes really easy to point out how big the gun in the room has become.
Also, liberals think that we have a capitalist system. We haven't had capitalism in this country for almost 100 years.
Absolutely.
So they have to understand that it's either advocating Marxism or fascism, but we're not even, in most cases, the political base isn't really even talking about capitalism.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to a different Mike. This one is in New Hampshire. Mike Barsky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about Andrew Carroll, who you guys mentioned last night, and who in January did a marijuana protest and who's essentially finishing up that protest right now.
Yes, he's sitting behind bars in, well, I guess there aren't bars, at least in the place he's at the moment, but he is in jail, and he's in the holding area at this time in the Westmoreland Jail, which is the same place where our friend Sam has been sitting since the 13th of April. So now two Free Staters, two liberty activists here in New Hampshire are in the same jail together. He checked in yesterday afternoon, and they actually forced him to wait for an hour before they would actually allow him into the jail. You were there when it happened, isn't that right?
I was. Actually, about more than 15 of us walked with him from Keene to Westmoreland. It's about 13 miles.
Wow.
And we held protest signs along the way and kind of gave him support and spread the word. On the Free Keene forums, Tackle the World, someone named Tackle the World has posted a short paragraph describing the day, and I think it's very poetic. It takes less than 2 minutes. May I read it?
Sure, go ahead. That's Lauren Canario, by the way, a civil disobedience super activist.
Yes. Okay. She was also there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The roads of Westmoreland are nothing but a blur of dark forest when you drive. When you walk, it's a cool, shady stroll through vistas of wildlife and farms. On a sunny day, with 12 to 15 of your friends, it's a party. Everyone had a chance to chat, display the signs of support, thanks to Richard, and speak with onlookers about our friend summoned to jail for holding a plant. Walking through Keene, the canvas fans were whooping their parade, one even stretching out his pickup truck's window to the waist to yell support. On Hurricane Road, a public defender driving by stopped to ask why we were protesting in such an isolated place. Because there's nicer scenery here, I said. And, of course, that was Lauren. One resident offered his bathroom for the use of the marchers.
That's
one
nice.
Farmer came out. Yeah, it was amazing to me. One farmer came out to yell at us about the problem in Gaza. And that was really odd.
Well, you know, he doesn't get a lot of people out there, and he had something he had to get off his chest.
When we arrived at the jail, we circled it a few times, dancing and singing for the prisoners' amusement. And when Andrew announced his arrival to the jailers, they took over an hour to gather their paperwork and admit him. Meanwhile, 17 of us spread out with lawn chairs and cool drinks and ragtime music in the front yard of the jail. Hopefully Andrew has enough pleasant sentiments to sustain him during his imprisonment.
So y'all turned the front of the jail into a little party zone?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had our protest signs up leaning against the jail and the flagpole. We pulled a van up to the grass area, had lawn chairs and a cooler. We were all sitting on the grass. Some people took naps. It was a party.
That's amazing. You guys are great.
I would just like to add to it that we're not Andrew. Well, I'd add a couple things. First of all, on the way, Patrick, another activist in Keene, interviewed Andrew on video, and Free Minds, that video will be on Free Minds TV, and it's a great interview, very short,
okay.
Very good questions.
Excellent.
And one thing Andrew told me he was concerned about was that since so much time had passed, since Sam was so famous, he wasn't sure if people would remember his protests against the, demonstrating the inherent violence for holding a plant. So I wanted to remind people and also let them know that while he intends to not process and not participate in their crappy procedures, He may or may not be able to receive mail, but if you'd like to send him some, you can do it on mail to jail for free, and even if he doesn't get it in jail, we'll give it to him after.
Let's, definitely keep giving us updates on this, Mike, and thank you for being out there and doing this. mail-to-jail.com is the website to go to. You can send mail to Andrew, you can send mail to Sam, any other activists that happen to be in jail here in New Hampshire at this time. Thank you, Mike, for everything
thanks,
you've
guys.
Done. 800-259-9231, and I did hear good things about Andrew. We'll come back with that.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's W-H-O-L-E Cure.com. WholeCure.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, toll free. You dial in, bring up up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. You'll see them there at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to the Shrine by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Last night, sent out an update to the updates list, letting people know that we had brand new Shriners up on the Shrine, Jamie and Crystal. You heard Jamie call in last night for the first time ever, and she sent her Shrine picture in quite quickly, as a matter of fact. So she's up there, Crystal's there as well, and if you are a lady listener who would like to be on the Shrine, the details are at shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, let's go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not too much. I wanted to make a comment about, I wanted to call in and talk about hookahs, but I wanted to make a comment about something Mike from Wisconsin was talking about with single-payer health plans.
Sure.
Apparently, there was one sect of the single-payer people. I don't know which one it was. I think it was HR 646 or something. But they actually had to threaten to picket the White House, the Obama White House, in order for them to get into the healthcare summit.
I don't understand.
What my point is, it's just another racket. It's kind of like the Democrats and the Republicans and all that. They're pushing some of the groups out. So basically, this healthcare thing it's not necessarily going to benefit the people. Anybody that thinks that something like that is going to
work. Well, there's no way it could benefit the people. I mean, it's a government-controlled program that extracts money from all Americans, basically. Anybody that pays taxes will be paying for the system. And anytime government runs something, it runs it poorly. It has no incentive. It is not exposed to market signals in any appropriate manner. So it doesn't know if it is setting in prices correctly. It doesn't know if it is providing good customer service. It has no incentive to do any of those things because profit is not a motive. And there is no competition because it's a single provider. It's the government providing the health care. So just on its most basic level, it's going to be a poor system, and people are going to be sicker and less healthy as a result of that.
Right. And even the thing is, in other countries where they're paying 60, 70, 80% taxes just like we are, at least they're getting something out of it. We're not getting anything like that out of it here, so I'd be very leery about supporting something like that. But
well,
anyway,
what are they getting out of it in the other countries?
Some of them are probably getting good health care, but I've watched this one video about a guy up in Canada who wanted to have brain surgery. He ended up having to come to the United States to get the surgery because he was put on some waiting list.
Right. What
so
you'll
really,
find
it's really kind of a bad deal all in all. But I guess my point, the reason I brought that up is to show the sort of racket mentality that goes along with something like that.
What you're going to find when you look, one of the things you'll find when you look at socialist healthcare systems, whether it's Canada or the UK or somewhere else, when you look at those systems, what they do up in Canada, from what we've been told from some of our callers, is they really pump up the healthcare in their schools. So in the government schools, they, of course, promote how great government is, and they talk about how great the Canadian healthcare system is, and that they just pump up the kids with that. And so when the young people get out of the government schools and they start getting into their adult lives, of course, they're young, so they're relatively healthy, and so they don't really think much of the system. If they do go into the hospital, it's usually something that's probably not too serious necessarily, because they're young still, and so it's not like they're getting major operations or anything like that. And so if they're just experiencing the very basic level of the system, they may indeed still have this belief that, wow, it's free, so this is great, I'm getting taken care of and it's costing me nothing, which of course it is costing them. They're just not seeing it because it's coming out in tax dollars. But down the line, as people start getting older, then the the solutions become less available to them. As you said, waiting lists become quite common. They will basically say that, yeah, you need to look, we need to have a specialist look at you, and you need to sit on this waiting list here for 3 months before the specialist even looks at you. Once you get looked at, then it may be more and more months before you actually have whatever procedure is necessary done. Will they do the procedure correctly? Will they use the best equipment? Will they use the best tools? Will they use the best fake leg to put in you? No, they won't necessarily use those things. They've no interest in providing you with the best quality care. They just have that, you know, they'll just provide you with whatever they provide you with, and you'll deal with it, or you'll go to another country. And there are even cases where they'll basically say, well, you know, we don't feel like saving you because we don't have to.
I'd also like to point out that there's I think that this might be part of the human condition. I'm speculating on this, and something I've been kind of working on is that people would rather have the right to health care and then complain about the poor health care they get than in some cases. Like, there's a mentality of people out there that would like to just be able to complain about the crappy health care they get rather than have the right to pay for good health care. They'd rather have the right to it for free and then be able to complain about it. And I'd also like to point out that the United States, that the world could fall apart, healthcare in the world could fall apart if the United States goes single payer, because currently we subsidize the Canadian system and probably systems worldwide, but I know certainly the Canadian system, and to me that means most socialist systems likely are subsidized.
You mean by taking care of the people that come here?
Well, by that, and we pay higher drug prices than they do because the governments try to set these prices, and in order to have innovation you need competition. Well, currently we have competition in the United States, at least to some extent. There won't be competition in the same way, nearly the same way at that point. We could stifle and destroy what we've, what we have. And I don't know how healthcare is going to look if the United States goes single payer, because the world really is building its socialist system on the back of the United States, because we still have a semi-free system.
There are so many different things that we could point out about the socialist healthcare system as to why it is just so awful. For instance, what if they screw up? What happens then? Are they even liable for it? I mean, it's free. What are you going to do? Sue them? They're the government. How's that going to turn out for you?
Exactly.
So they don't have any incentives to do anything well, to do anything right, to do anything at a good cost, and it's just an absolute nightmare. And the young people just don't, in Canada and the other places, they just don't understand it because they haven't really experienced it. And by the time they get the opportunity to experience the healthcare system up close and personal, then it all comes sinking in. The realization of what has happened comes crashing down, and that's when they start looking for other options, like getting their surgery in the United States or down in Mexico or some other country where there's more freedom.
That's right. And actually today, Downsize DC put out a Downsizer dispatch. It's called "You'll Regret It for the Rest of Your Shortened Life." I'd highly recommend you read it.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Tony?
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about the SUCA thing. I know we're coming up on a break here, but there's an article in my local paper. And, you know, it's not just a local issue. This is something that you could see pretty much anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We had three hookah bars here in town, and then the city council decided that they were not a fan of the hookahs, and so they passed this ordinance saying that you can't have a hookah bar within 1,000 feet of a park, or this stuff, all this nonsense to keep the citizens safe. Now I'm reading this article, and can you hold me over?
Yes, I will. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Hookahs, say water pipe with usually multiple hoses.
And they really do smoke tobacco out of it.
The hookah bars, that's all you do in there is you smoke tobacco. Flavored, I believe. Flavored tobacco. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll get back to that. Take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable Integral, containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page. You click download, and they're yours free at freetalklive.com, going back for an entire year on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. And join us, because we're going to be there. Actually, Wayne, I don't know if you are. Are you going to come out this year?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Then join us, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live all three wait, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, all three nights of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be a great time. Now, officially, it starts on the 25th. However, it's my understanding there are going to be people arriving all week long, the 25th being a Thursday. People are going to be arriving at Rogers Campground in New Hampshire all week long, and so I imagine the socializing, the partying, and the just general good timiness will be happening throughout the week. So if you want to get here early, it's a good idea, or rather not a bad idea. Plus, there are going to be bus tours and all kinds of other things that aren't necessarily even happening there at the campground. So there's going to be a lot to do up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's always a great time, and it's a great excuse to get out to see New Hampshire, to meet up with these hundreds of liberty-minded people, many of whom who have already made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. A number of them are considering making the move, and Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is so persuasive. Being around these awesome activists is so such a great experience that there are people who go to the Porkfest and they never want to leave. In fact, some of them actually just go and stay.
But there actually are people that come to Porkfest and do not leave.
Because it's really just it's a very unique experience being around so many like-minded individuals.
People
that
realize
love freedom.
Wow, this is what it's like to be around people that believe in liberty like I do.
Right, and it's just a taste.
The fact is, libertarians really do live a life of quiet desperation every place else. Up here, you can say what you mean what you say, and it just feels fantastic.
And people will stand up next to you when you do it,
yep,
too, which is awesome. So come on out. Register today at porkfest.com. That's Porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. As we go back to Tony in California, talking about hookah bars down there. Where are you in California, by the way? You said there were three in your town? Tony? Do we have Tony back?
SantaCruz.com.
Santa Cruz?
Yeah, Santa Cruz. That's
gotcha.
Right. That's top of the Monterey Bay. So we had three hookah bars, and I'm going to get to how many we have in town now, because the city council, if you look up the article, you'll I sort of commented the quotes. One of the things is one of the city council members said that we're not a fan of hookah bars. So what they did was they passed this ordinance saying that you can't have a hookah bar closer than 1,000 feet from any park or school. Basically, it kind of leaves it to just a couple places in town that they can have.
Yeah, you can have one out in the industrial district outside of town. Because
right,
when you look at a map, this is what they do. It's similar to what they do to sex offenders in a lot of places. They'll say, well, you can't live within 2,000 feet of a school, church, park, etc. Anywhere
right,
where children might gather.
So
and so basically, if you look at a map and you start drawing circles around all of the various different
yep,
locations where you can't have this, then it basically eliminates virtually anywhere in town. So what happened?
Well, you got to listen to the gall of these city council members. One of them said, it's unhealthy and we shouldn't support it. Now listen to that. Where's that? Listen to that word again. We. What does that mean? We.
We meaning the collective.
Right, exactly. The collective. So me and, Ian, we're going to go get a bus and have it full of people, and then we'll call ourselves the city council, and then we'll say we're going to drive it off a cliff. That's the kind of thing.
It's madness. I mean, these
it
people.
Is madness.
But it's exactly what city councils do. They have the best of intentions, and they may be right. Maybe it is unhealthy to participate in using a hookah. However, it's none of their damn business. But because they have men
got
with guns
right,
who will back up their every demand, it is their business. They can
I don't
make
know
anything
how much longer
business.
that kind of support is going to last. Listen to this. One of the business owners that they interviewed said that he lost over $30,000 in planning fees and ended up relocating his business down to Hollywood.
Jeez.
So basically, we lost a business because, they want to have their, smoke-free town or whatever.
And it never even came close. I mean, it's not like they're getting in periphery business like they might if it was on the outskirts of Santa Cruz.
Right.
It went to Hollywood.
No, yeah. But get this, though. This is the racket part that I was talking about in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shops was actually allowed to stay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who owns that one?
Let me see. Which one is this one called? There was, I didn't get the name
was
of that.
Was it within a? Was it given an exemption? Was it within one of
it
the
was
zones?
Given some kind of exemption. You know how mm-hmm. they work, though, with all these, you know, regulations. They go, you know, who knows what happened? It doesn't say anything in the article about, you know, how they got or why they got to keep it. I mean, you know, any backroom deals or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somebody knows somebody. I mean,
but
that's
basically,
what it is.
It's just these regulations. They ruin businesses. There's another thing going on here with the Strawberry Festival in town, and that deal fell apart between the city of Santa Cruz and you know, the person promoting it. So really, they just can't seem to get anything right around here.
You know, the word hookah. The word hookah sounds a lot more decadent than what is done actually in a hookah bar, don't you think? I love that word.
Yeah.
Hookah.
Well, you know, the thing is, Wayne, I don't even like hookahs. But you know, but that's not the point. The point is,
right. You didn't have to go to the bar.
Yeah, if you don't care about your, you know, what business do I have? If somebody wants to go to a hookah bar, and if I don't stick up for them, then what's going to happen when something
exactly.
happens to me?
Right. Exactly. As Pastor Martin Niemöller said in World War II times, first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist.
Right.
And now they've come for the hookah bars.
Yeah.
And the hookah smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was another article about down in Southern California about this pastor who was having services at his house, you know, church meetings or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they said he had to have a permit. So he actually demanded an apology for that. You can look that up on the internet too. But it's just outrageous.
It is, and as long as people keep going along with it and they keep bowing down, they will never stop. I thank you for the call tonight.
Right.
Good
Thanks
hearing
a lot.
You. It's awful story, and so typical that these city council people or town selectmen or whoever the hell they are that are wielding power over people. That's what they do, man. They decide what's best, and then they have their men with guns come and threaten you if you don't go along with their plan for what's best. They don't care about your business. They don't care about your living. They don't care about how it is that you want to live your life and make your way in the world. They don't care about all of that. They have their vision, and they're willing to threaten you over their vision of the perfect society, or their vision of the perfect little city.
Yep.
It's despicable. 1-800-259-9231. But until business owners are ready to say, screw off, till they're ready to say, no more, I'm not going to obey, I'm not only am I not going to obey you, but I'm not even going to pay you. If you're going to treat me like scum, if you're going to demand that I shut down my business or that I pay you some sort of tributary fee in order to operate my business here, then I'm just going to keep operating my business and tell you to go take a long walk off of a short pier. Go screw yourselves.
You know, over the years that I've known people in California, I lived in California, a lot of businesses have just voted with their feet and left for surrounding states.
I understand that, Wayne, but it only goes so far. Yes, you can vote with your feet and leave California, and I highly recommend if you love liberty that you look at New Hampshire and go to freestateproject.org. But when you come here, if you try opening a restaurant, you can't allow smoking in the restaurant because they've banned that here in New Hampshire. So even if you leave a place like California, you may go somewhere that is, by comparison, more free. But there are still little Hitlers in charge of the city councils wherever it is that you go to. And they're all going to come up with some new rules and regulations and new taxes, and they're going to force them on you. So even if you move away to another place, you can't keep using that strategy. That strategy will not work forever because there are always going to be politicians and control freaks and bureaucrats that want to control you and apply more rules and regulations and taxes to you. And until you finally put your foot down and say, that's it, I'm not going any further, I'm not moving away, I want to be free enough to run my own business without having you criminal gangsters calling themselves the government come in here and try to tell me how to do to run my life or my business. And until people just refuse to participate and obey, they will continue to be bossed around, they will continue to be told what to do, and they will continue having their wealth and hard-earned money extracted from them. It's just a matter of cooperation, and it needs to end. That is the cooperation. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here if you make it right now. 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through our special link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy whatever you want. They've got virtually anything there in dozens of categories. Used items, even if you need to save a few bucks, and also free Super Saver shipping and a whole lot of their new items. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Feel good because a percentage is going to Free Talk Live. We go to your calls. Harris is in Wisconsin. Harris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. Hey there.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, Harris?
Okay, I'm calling for advice on how to handle a parking ticket.
Uh-oh. What kind of parking ticket?
I forgot to pay the parking meter in a parking lot. So, it was at a library, and I normally do pay it, but it just happened to slip my mind this time.
So you forgot to pay and it doubled, or the price went up, or what?
Well, it's like one of those coin-fed slot ones. So it just a meter maid, I guess, came around and gave me a parking ticket. So originally I intended to be completely principled and, like, you know, not refuse to pay and everything like that. But then I found out that the court is backed up until well into August, and I'm going to be moving to New Hampshire in early August. So yes. I can't exactly take that route.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that if you're going to go the route of not paying things that are car-related tickets, there is the chance that they could steal your car from you. I mean, there is always that possibility. And so if you aren't prepared for that as a possibility, then you should just go ahead and pay it. Or, you know, as you say, you could just try to fight it within their system. That's a possibility, too, which... How successful you'll be at that, I don't know. But as you say, if you're planning on moving to New Hampshire soon, I personally subscribe to the theory that you should fly under the radar for as long as you can. If you are not in New Hampshire and you're a Free State Project member and you're going to move to New Hampshire, fly under the radar until you get here. Because if you're here, then you've actually got people that can back you up. Whereas if you're there, you've got yourself and maybe some family members or some really close friends that might be willing to support you morally. But there's not really much else there for you. And so I think your chances of success are greater here in New Hampshire. Not to say they won't steal your car from you. Kat Canning today, the publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, just had her van, the New Hampshire Free Press van, stolen by the police because it didn't have registration. So they might put a boot on your car if you don't pay, and it could be something that might take months. You may be able to get away with just not paying and leaving the state, but then if you come back, they might have a problem with you coming back. So coming back is
the problem when it comes to parking tickets.
Yeah, I would say just grit your teeth, bear it, pay the ticket, fly under the radar, and then if you want to do non-cooperation and stuff like that, do it when you've got some people backing you up.
Yeah, that was my original plan, but after I already got the ticket, this happened a couple of weeks ago, so I already called in, and they already have a pretrial arrangement. This is before I knew that the court was backed up until August. So this Friday, actually, I'm meeting with the city attorney. And so I was just wondering if you have any advice on what to say, you know, since I can't let them know that I couldn't take it to court. I want them to think that I can take it to court and just have him drop it, because it would be more hassle for him to press it against me than it would be to just drop it.
That's basically a, you know, playing poker. Keep your face. Pretend you're playing poker and you're bluffing, I guess, is really what you're going to have to do.
But if they go through with it and they schedule the trial and you're not going to be there for the trial, that could be problematic.
Then you can probably pay plea after that and pay out or whatever. You know, find some way out at that point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is I'll pay if I have to, because I have family in Wisconsin and everything, so I don't want, you know, a warrant out for my arrest for failure to appear when I come back and everything. But
yeah, and have the cops come knock on your mother's door or something like that while you're not there. Yeah. I mean, what's the ticket? What does it cost up there?
It's only $9, so it's not the money. I just thought it would be interesting to see what it would be like to actually fight it. Just for the experience.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like Mark said, I mean, you could try the bluff technique and then just cave anyway after that and pay it just to kind of get the experience and see what happens, or as I suggested, just pay it and fly under the radar and get here. And I'll tell you, you'll get a parking ticket eventually if you're living here in Keene, New Hampshire, and you park downtown often enough. It's inevitable that they'll hit you with one. Over time. And I've had a mixed success with not paying parking tickets. Once I didn't pay and I sent a letter to them asking for proof of obligation, mysteriously they marked the ticket paid. I don't know what happened there. Maybe somebody went and paid it for me. I presume that's what happened, because I did finally get a letter back from the Keene police, one of Keene police captains. They gave me another ticket recently, this one for parking in the street overnight during the month of April. If you do that, you can get ticketed, because apparently they need to be able to clear the streets in case it snows in April. It doesn't happen too often. In fact, there was no hope of it that particular night. And so I asked Captain Miola several questions about obligation to pay parking tickets and showing me the proof of obligation. And he basically dodged all my questions by saying that I reviewed the questions you posed in hopes of trying to draft responses that you would find logical and convincing. But the very nature of your questions precludes that. Your view on these matters is obvious, and I'm confident I could not convince you otherwise. So...
obfuscation.
Yeah, basically, you know, I don't have any obligation to even answer your questions. Screw off. We're going to steal your car from you. I mean, that's basically what they said. And so if you're going to go and not pay parking tickets and not register a car and do that kind of level of activism, and I'm not saying that's as far as you're going to go, but just to anybody who's thinking about this, be absolutely prepared to lose your car and never see it again. You have to be prepared for that. Harris, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Matthew in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Matthew.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, my student group here in Tennessee, Students of American Liberty, we're fighting the red light cameras out here in Jonesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, tyranny is strong.
It is. How are you fighting the red light cameras?
What we have right now is a petition, and we're trying to get the citizens to sign our petition, and we really want the town to vote, you know, up or down if they want the red light cameras.
So you can put a resolution, some sort of article on the ballot?
Yeah, we're trying to do that out here in Tennessee, but the tyranny is strong, though. You know, a lot of people are scared to fight City Hall. And
they're scared to sign a petition?
Yep, scared. They actually said it. They said it many a time. I'm scared, you know, that there would be retaliation against me or my business.
It's amazing. It's just amazing how cowardly people are, that they're so frightened that they won't even work within the system. I mean, that's how sad Americans have become. They won't even put their name on the line of a petition to put something on the ballot to use the system, which is the most inefficient, silly way to get anything to change. People are so frightened of the government control freaks and what they could possibly do to them that they just, I don't want to stick my head above water or even put my signature on something that could result in my business being targeted. And maybe it's true. Maybe the city council members in that town are so dangerous that they would target somebody who signed a petition. Maybe they're right to be afraid of that. But as long as people are still scared and cowed by these government people, you're right. Tyranny will continue to live strong.
Yeah, you know, and most of our student group, though, I'm a Free State Project member. I've already signed up.
Excellent.
And I'll be moving in about 2 years. And so, you know, I keep on talking to my student group here, you know, you guys need to move to New Hampshire. You need to move to New Hampshire, you know. And I got about 4 or 5 people that are going to be moving with me. You know,
have
they're
you
really
sign up. Have they? Signed?
Yeah, they've already signed up. They're,
great.
They're, you know, we
did
already
get,
have.
Did you get your golden porcupine?
No.
Ah, okay. For those.
Right in for that.
For those who don't know, if you are a Free State Project member and you get 3 people to also sign up for the Free State Project and use your name, reference you when they sign up, then you can get the Golden Porcupine Award.
Oh, really?
It's a nice little pin.
Hmm.
And I
have one. Ian has one.
Did it give you a certificate, too?
I don't know. The pin itself is fine.
It's a nice pin. It's been a long time since I got mine, but it's a neat little incentive. And, of course, if everybody were a Golden Porcupine, we've got 9,000 Free Staters, if everyone were a Golden Porcupine, we'd be well over 20,000 by now.
Yeah, it'd be all over.
So thank you for taking the effort to actually bring more people on board with this.
We're going to have a little Liberty Caravan here in about 2 years.
That's exciting.
It's great. Just get as many people as you can to sign up. Then that's the most important thing.
Yep.
Hey, thank you for that. And I'm sorry to hear that people are so cowardly down where you are.
I would tell everyone else around the nation, you know, try to fight these cameras. And when you find out tyranny is strong in your state, move to New Hampshire.
That's just it. People really have to lose. I mean, they really have to get out there into the system and see how oppressive it is and see how pathetic people are and lose and lose and lose again until they come to the understanding that the only place they're going to have a chance at winning, at least at this time, is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Thanks for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.